Okay, computer brain. Next time I want to do my taxes, I'm going to have you do it.
I got a guy for that.
We all have a guy.
He's really hot too. I'm not going to lie.
I don't care. What do I need his hotness for?
And he's got cute pugs.
Pugs?
Mm-hmm. And he's single.
So why aren't you dating him?
Because I don't want to date anyone. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that where we're at now? Okay, so you open that door. So for all of us who have been following the show since its inception, Sarah and I would chronicle our dating adventures because, shit, why not? But Sarah has made the active choice to no longer be interested in dating.
Dating, yes.
Yes. So, Sarah, while you're here, why?
Because I'm really enjoying my freedom mm-hmm. a lot. I don't know. I like the fact that, and it may be because no one's come along to occupy, Chris said this the other day, no one's come along to occupy my headspace. So.
It's a good meditation app, by the way, Headspace.
It is a great meditation app. No one's come along just that has been like, oh, I want to, you know, I don't know. Like, there's just, I like being able to go, like, yesterday I went and hung out and played video games and watched Fast and the Furious with GT. If I was dating someone, some people may have issues with that. I get to go hang out with Delp. Delp took me home the other day because I was so drunk on Sunday night and sobered me up by watching Animaniacs with me. Like, some people may have issues with that. I like being able to have male companion, like friends, okay? I worry about dating.
How it would affect that.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to run into that problem. I understand. I used to run into that problem back in New York where I would have a lot of female friends because a lot of people don't know this, but my work usually was with women. Like in the mental health field, the professional human services field, it was predominantly women. So mostly I was around women all day. When I got married, my best man was a woman. It was the best woman. So I understand this weird, and we talked about on the show, this weird dichotomy of can men and women truly be friends? Can they truly be platonic friends? Or will there always be this veil of, I'm just waiting in the weeds, like that one meme when the guy in the yellow shirt waiting behind the tree, you know? Like, is there always going to be something like that hanging around in the background? It takes a really particular person to have the strength to say, all right, cool. I don't care. You know, that's you. That's your peeps. They were your peeps before I got here. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as I don't got nothing to worry about in terms of them overstepping boundaries, because we've talked about boundaries ad nauseum.
Yep.
I think that's fine. Yep. I don't see a problem with it. But some content creators will have you think that that's a red flag, that a woman or a man has too many friends of the sex and gender they are attracted to. And to that, I say it's a case-by-case scenario. I'm not going to paint with a broad brush. I'm going to say that is a case-by-case scenario.
Yeah, I would say that too, because I mean, they're like, I understand the insecurity there, especially if it's like they've had relationships with cheating in the past. And so I understand the insecurity, and I honestly would respect that boundary in a relationship for the most part. But they have to be worth it, you know, like they have to be worth it. For the most part, I still need my friends. Like, I can't be isolated again. I like having my friends, and I don't have that many female friends. Very selective when it comes to my female friends. It's not because I just know what kind of female friend I like. And because of past situations and stuff I'm working on in counseling, which reminds me, I have a session coming up. ADD. Because of, you know, past situations that I'm working through, I have major trust issues when it comes to women, and I will cut off female friendships quicker than anything else. That's, I'm working on it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dr. Pollard, depends on the person and their trustworthiness. Yep. If they're trustworthy of the other partner, there shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it requires some work between both of the couple.
It's true.
Communication, baby.
Yep. And see, I know I can be trusted with other men, because I've never cheated on anyone. I know how to be like, no, like, I appreciate you being attracted to me, but like, we're going to have to cut things off because I'm with someone and you're not respecting that boundary. Some women don't. I mean, some women like having all the attention from lots of men and will do anything they can to have lots of attention from lots of men. You know, you and I know a few, like, and I'm not that person.
It just popped into my head. It's fine.
Probably the same one. So, uh-huh. It's just, I'm not that person. So hopefully the person that, if they do ever come along, they will just be okay with that and realize that about me. But I'm not in any rush at all. You know, I have an aunt who, after her divorce, never got married again. I have a few aunts like that, actually. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that if that happens. So I'm happy. I'm happy by myself. I'm happy being social. I'm happy being able to work at, you know, my job. I'm happy being independent. So I'm happy. Alone. I'm happy single, which is crazy.
With your cats and your kids.
Yes. My pretty kitty. Oh, don't. See?
Whoa. We're talking about cats, not your kitty. Yes. I don't care about you.
This is my kitty. This is Pepper. Say hi, Pepper. She doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Most cats don't.
Her sister's a little more wiry. Like, she just... Oh, as she runs across the room, she's just a little bit more energetic. Pepper is the laziest cat ever. She looks outside and was like, no, it comes back
that's
in.
That's too much work. Being outside is too much work for her. Like, I'm out.
Ah. Love her. I love her. She's so lazy. She's just like, I just, cat. Yeah, I just set her down. She's like, this is a good spot to lay. So,
but at least you've made that conscious decision to say, I'm not doing this for this reason. Mm-hmm. I will be the first, and you and I have had this conversation. I can put myself on blast for 2 seconds. I've said I needed to be knocked off my hill to be able to give that much energy to another human being that isn't like in my inner circle.
Yeah,
it's similar to your point about dominating the headspace, but we always say, don't settle until you meet someone worth making the change with and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, where you want to incorporate. I think Delp was the one that said, I'm not willing to share the controller of my video game console just yet. So Obviously using it as a metaphor for sharing a significant part of your life with someone, which is hilarious because, you know, if you've ever fought over that second player controller growing up, you know how much that fight is. I might start to adapt a might be tiers list of like, oh,
don't.
Tier 4.
The tiers. Okay. I don't want to say this because then I'm.
We're talking about dating tiers, by the way.
No, I know. I know. Trust me. I don't agree.
Listen.
I don't agree. Oh, yeah. I don't agree with the tier mindset at all, by the way. It's okay to defend Mike B. It's not real. We just joke about it with him.
Yes.
So, but now I'm going to go back to saying it's real just because it's so fun to pick on him. But I don't agree with the tier mindset at all.
The higher the tier, the closer to the person in terms of their life and you get.
But I understand, but I don't like, that's not fair to the one that is like top tier. Like, oh, I have all these other women on the side. Like, I don't agree with like, when you're not available, I can go to tier 2 or tier 3. Like, no. Not
some would say, some would say every human has that just unofficially. They have a roll call.
No.
Like, oh, this person made me mad. I'm going to go call this person.
That's who does that?
Men and women. Because humans. To bring it back to the beginning of this show, humans are going to human.
I don't know if that's a tier thing. That's like, oh, I have a community. All right. So this, you know, I need to vent. Yeah. Well, it's like I need to vent. And the person I normally vent to is I need to vent about them. So you go somewhere else. Like, I don't, but it's not like a tier thing. I wouldn't call it that. Like,
so who would get tier one access to you, Sarah? How does one get tier one access to you? As if you're a Patreon.
I know. I'm like, jeez. So if you go to meetmyfeet.com and subscribe. No.
Don't go there. Don't go there. That's don't go there. Place. I don't know if you have viruses. Don't go there.
My feet do not have viruses. But no, I what? How does someone get tier one? I don't know.
How does someone get foot viruses? I mean, foot fungus, but foot viruses?
I'm sure. Okay. So,
Nope. We're not going there. Nope. Stay on tiers. Okay. Go back to tiers.
How? Foot. I have no idea. They have no idea. I have to. This is going to sound, oh God, it sounds so stupid when I say it. I have to vibe with them. But like, for real, you have to just. I don't know. I don't have a checklist, honestly. I do not have a checklist. I don't. It's like, oh, they have to make you might have
a subconscious. No, I think you might have a subconscious checklist, not a conscious checklist.
But like, it's not very clear and cut. Like, I don't have this, oh, they have to make this much money. They have to be this way. They have to be that way. I really don't have like these standards of this is, you have to have this. It's not, at least not physical. When it comes to personality, yeah. Because again, and I say this often, personality is the most important thing to me. 100%. Will make or break a person. 100%. And then there's physical attraction.
S-tier. Dr. Paul, S-tier is my wife. A-tier is the children. B-tier, wow. Other wife on C-tier. And D-tier is my cup of coffee I have every morning.
I'm with
you. Hey. You got other wives. Cool, man. I'm not going to yuck your yum on that one. That seems like a lot of work for me personally, but.
Other wife may be like, okay, so like.
Work wife.
I understand. Well, no, not even that. Like my ex-husband will be on that, like that, where his other wife is, my ex-husband would be there. Just because he has to be on there for the kids. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
Dating tiers. Everybody else in the chat, do you have dating tiers? You know, I mean, I'm sure we all have dating tiers, as in crying tiers, because dating is hard. But like levels to access, as if you're a Patreon page.
See, and again,
service.
You and I have different mindsets on that. You will talk and date multiple people at one time. I can't do that. I can't.
Ooh.
I can't talk to, like, even talking. Like, I'm a one person. Like one person at a time. Like,
who told you? Wait. First and foremost,
please.
Women say they don't talk to more than one person. Sure, why not? People say they don't talk to more than one person. Sure, why not? We'll go with that. But it is exhausting, to your point, to talk to multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
That's too many stories to keep tabs on.
Yep.
That's too many. Who did I tell this to? Did I tell this person this? Did I tell this person this? It goes back to a tier-based system. It's like, oh, have I told this person about my life, or do they just know the periphery, et cetera,
yeah,
et cetera.
But like knowing everyone gets access to that until I'm actually interested in them. And then I start talking to them and they get a whole nother level. Okay. This is going to sound like tears, but I can only have one person on a level at a time. Everyone is on one playing field, and then there'll be one person that's a little bit more. Okay. And then that'll either go down or, you know, they'll grow from there, but there's only one person above. They can only move up or go back to the same as everyone else.
It's an elevator?
Yes. I will do that. An elevator to my heart.
A dating elevator. Oh no.
There's no tiers, just elevator. Everyone, there's, I don't know why I'm doing that with my fingers, but everyone is on one level. Everyone. Until there's one person. I don't know. And they can move up, but only one person at a time.
Okay, Diet Dr. Pollitt, a little complicated. I wouldn't necessarily say it's in tiers, but rather who is in my life I'm closer to relationally. My wife and I are one of the same, if that makes sense, or one in the same. Yeah, it does actually make sense.
Yep. 100% agree. But
so now we have dating elevators.
Elevator. I don't have tiers. I have an elevator that for one person.
So okay, never mind. I'm going to get into the dichotomies of elevators. I don't want to break
that
down.
Actually, I will break this.
I'm just going to call mine an escalator. There you go. Everyone starts on the ground floor, but I rather have one person on each escalator instead of you having to press multiple buttons. You get off at the floor you want to get off at.
There's more than one, but see, there's more than one escalator, and they're all, and they get off at different floors, and so therefore, they're tiers.
It's a relationship superhighway, as I like to say. No, it's a podium.
Which is fine. You can be talking. Like I'm not actually judging people who are talking more to more than one person, or like, you know, dating like multiple people. Like I'm not actually judging people that do that. I'm saying I can't do that. That's me. Like I'm not saying what I'm doing is the right way. I'm just saying,
no, it's just what works for you. Yeah. And I can agree with that. I can understand that. Maybe I'm aging myself here, but I grew up in a realm of you dated one person at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to mean I'm exclusively like, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend, that's my wife, that's my husband, because I know back in the 40s, you dated for a week and then you got married right after that. I talked about the other day, I talked about a person I know who got married within 6 months of meeting their partner and then had their first kid within, 2 years of them meeting. Because they got married on the day that they met, like a year later. So talk about whirlwinds. Like they got engaged 6 months after meeting, and then they got married a year after meeting, and then they had their kid shortly thereafter. So almost a year later. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying I would not do that personally. That is not my thing. I grew up again in a realm of like, look, I like to talk to one person at a time. I'm busy. They're busy. Life's going on. There's only so much people you can juggle. There's only so much emotions you could potentially juggle, especially since I have been labeled a heartbreaker in my past, which I don't understand how that happened.
Oh, but I do.
It's the day job. I think a lot of it's the day job, to be quite honest, but that's neither here nor there. You could tell me off air, Sarah. Why do you think it's a thing? What else you got? Because I know you're going to have interruptions.
Oh, there's an interruption this very second. Hi.
Yeah.
Come here. What are you doing? That's pretty much it. I don't really know. It is Damien. Say hi, Damien. Yeah, say hi. Okay. Say bye.
Yeah, there he goes. Yeah, that's my guy right there. Yeah.
I need to change you. Why don't you go get a diaper, okay?
As she mushes you in the face.
Mm-hmm. All right. But yeah, like I don't really know. I don't know the answer to that yet. I like, you know, we talk about, you know, these women that have like, oh, they need to have 6 figures. They need to have this. They need to have that. Yes. Go on out. Go get yourself.
Is my man all right? Little man okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's excited. He found something. What'd you find? Oh, a dinosaur. Very cool. Bye. Okay, go get a diaper.
Parenting. Go get a diaper, kid.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty much it. I may have to wrap this up quickly because
we're gonna have to wrap this up here because you got to go wrap up the diaper on the on the kid.
Yep.
But that's neither here nor there. I am at Damon G Show, everybody, on your social media platform. She is at Coach_Girl Friday. We are the Damien's Advocate team, and we will catch you next time. And remember, kids, just because it's cold outside doesn't mean you got to leave your dick out. Just saying. Yep. Confusing you.